Seconds, three minds, three people. This is a production of the Commonwealth Foundation for Public Policy Alternatives. The Box. Inside. Outside. On.
Welcome to The Box. I'm Matt Briette, president of the Commonwealth Foundation. And today, for this edition, I'm joined by Anna McCausland. She is the director of policy for Americans for Prosperity, Pennsylvania. Anna, thanks for joining me here on The Box.
Great. Thanks for having me, Matt.
Well, first of all, what is Americans for Prosperity? Who are you? Well, what do you guys do?
Americans for Prosperity is one of the largest grassroots entities in the nation. We are a national organization. We have our headquarters in Virginia, and there are 35 state chapters. There are 35 state directors. My boss, Jennifer Stefano, is our state director here in Pennsylvania. And we have 117,000, 120,000 activists, grassroots activists, that make up our membership.
And I know that Medicaid expansion was a priority for AFP all across the country. And many states have said, no, we're not going to do this. And Pennsylvania being one of those states, at least so far.
Right,
I guess
so
far. That door is never completely locked and sealed shut.
Correct.
But it seems that that door has been closed, and in large part because of the work of AFP in helping to rally House members that said, hey, if there's going to be any Medicaid expansion, we're no on the budget, and took a real courageous stand.
Well, we started back in January, and we had a press conference with five House Republicans, and they said, we do not want Medicaid expansion. And for the most part of the budget year, people would talk about it up in the Capitol, but there wasn't a big push. The Democrats were pushing for it, and we expected them to. It really wasn't until Senator Scarnati took the bold step of saying this was a decision that had to be made. We recognized that if the president pro tempore of the Senate is going to make this decision, we need to be even more proactive on it. We talked to our five guys, and they were really huge in helping us rally 33 House members that signed a letter that said, we will not vote for the budget if anything, any of the budget bills include Medicaid expansion. And we really tried to bolster the leaders who were against Medicaid expansion and really made sure that the governor heard what we were saying, because a decision hadn't been made from his office, mm-hmm. and still a decision hasn't been made publicly, but the legislature in the House and the House leadership has really said this is not something we want to do.
So the Senate, led by Republicans, 27-23, you saw a very large faction within the Republican caucus join
right.
with all of the Democrats.
16.
Say, hey, we want to expand Medicaid. And a lot of people would say, yeah, that's the humane thing to do. We ought to provide more insurance for more people. Why would we be opposed to that? Why, and why has AFP said, no, this would not be good for people in Pennsylvania, even if they don't have insurance? This isn't the right way to go about it.
You know, we found that that isn't the case. And we want to dispel the rumors that conservatives aren't for the poor and needy. We really care about those people, and we really care about those who need help, and we want to give them help. The issue is that we don't think it's the government's responsibility to expand a program that already isn't working to put more people on it just so they can claim a victory and say, hey, more people have coverage. When you look at Oregon, they put 10,000 more people in 2008-ish, and it was around 2008 they put in 10,000 more people onto their rolls. And when studies were performed after that, we saw that they didn't have better health care.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't have better health. So if you're putting on a health insurance program to get better health, is that is the goal, it's not achieving it.
Well, that goes to that very point that health insurance doesn't equal health care.
Right.
That just because you have an insurance card doesn't mean that you're actually going to get healed by any doctors.
Exactly. And it sometimes is the exact opposite.
Mm.
So when you look across the country, almost 30% of doctors are refusing to accept new patients with Medicaid. Medicaid recipients are 13% more likely to die after surgery than those who don't have health insurance at all. And then they're 97% more likely to die than a person on private insurance. Mm-hmm. So if the goal is to have better health, the government's not providing it.
Medicaid is not the avenue. That there are avenues that, hey, if we want to provide that health care safety net, empower people to be better consumers, not just expand a government-run program.
Exactly.
But some of the arguments that were made, and certainly from Republicans, and you have Republican governors from Chris Christie to John Kasich to Rick Scott, that are all saying, hey, there's this free federal money coming from Washington to pay for this. This won't cost us as state taxpayers. Why is that just a false argument that's being made?
We really believe that there is no free lunch. And we are very skeptical that an entity that is almost $17 trillion in debt can pay their bills when it comes time.
Well, what's a few more trillion, right?
Well, why not? No.
Keep the printing presses running is the idea there.
You know, some people have talked a lot about sequestration, and they have to cut things, and it's such a bad thing. Well, cutting government spending isn't bad. But when the federal government promises that there's going to be spending and states accept that promise, then they cut their contribution. The state has to backfill it. So the argument we were making to legislators when we were lobbying during the budget was that, are you going to be able to make the decision when the federal government stops their 100% match, it goes down to a 90% match then? When they pull out of that, you're going to raise taxes? Mm-hmm. You're going to make that vote to raise taxes and to backfill that money? How are you going to tell people no?
Well, some have said, yeah, we could just reduce the rules. But one, that's politically very difficult. And two, I know that the states have entered into what they call maintenance of effort agreements that they essentially say, hey, we will maintain the rules as we expand them, no matter what happens. So if the federal government does cut off that funding flow, which historically they have. I mean, right. President Obama's announced multiple times already that reimbursement is going to be going down.
Right.
This is real problem for Pennsylvania. What are we talking about in terms of the numbers? I mean, is this going to be budget busting type of numbers if we expand this?
We're talking about 600,000 more people onto the Medicaid roll, but Medicaid is the number one cost driver in our current budget. So if we're adding 600,000 more people, where does it stop? And again, we're talking about dollars and figures, and it's very real because taxpayers' salaries are stagnant, costs are going up for food, other health care is going up for private individuals because of Obamacare. And the number, we're going to expand the number one cost driver in our state budget. Doesn't make fiscal sense. And if you're talking about good health care, this conversation might be different. But we're talking about poor health care. We're talking about a card that doesn't grant access and it doesn't grant coverage.
So going into the fall, what do people need to be doing to make sure that we don't expand a program that isn't helping the poor, but it is definitely breaking the taxpayers' back?
You need to hold your legislators accountable. You need to call them. Just to reiterate that this isn't a feel-good thing. Just so you can say that we gave people a card, it's not benevolent. It's not good policy. It's just not right for taxpayers.
Now, folks,
it's not right for the people on it.
Mm-hmm. Now, if folks want to get involved with Americans for Prosperity, how should they find you?
Go to afp-pa.org. It's our website. You can also go to afphq.org, look up our national website and also Pennsylvania specific. You can find all kinds of information on Medicaid, the research that we've done, and learn more about the topic and more about the organization.
Well, Anna McCausland, Director of Policy at Americans for Prosperity Pennsylvania, thank you for joining me here on The Box.
Thank you, Matt.